There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Monday, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Woo-hoo! To What's on Your Mind. I'm going to fill out my bracket live on the air today. I'm horrible at this, so I'm gonna grab a.
What do you say? We should all pick something other than what you pick? Whatever Scotty picks, because he's horrible at this, you should pick something else. Except, of course, the Bison. You should always pick them.
I'll have a couple of homies, a couple of sports gurus come in here and help us out. Can you find somebody, Todd, too? So if you find somebody and I find a couple, and we'll get some real experts. So stay tuned for that. We're gonna go to it on the tournament bracket today and help you any way we can. So feel free to have it. NDSU is not going to Omaha, as the coach predicted last week on the program, but they are going to Seattle, as a matter of fact. And they got the number 15 seed, so we'll take on number 2, Gonzaga. Remember when Gonzaga was like this? Who's Gonzaga? I never heard of Gonzaga. They're kind of the Cinderella story of the tournament, and now they're like the number 2 seed? Amazing. I got things.
The only reason I ever heard of them is I went to Pacific Lutheran University, so they were kind of one of those teams we played. But, until I went there, it was like, who were they? But now everybody knows.
They do indeed. So anyway, that'll be exciting stuff for the NDSU Bison as they head to Seattle play on Friday, by the way. And we will give you a little bracket help today on the program. Also, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will be here. Here's an amazing story. This is just amazing. It is in a number of the foreign newspapers today. I saw it in the Dickinson Press, actually. But a new study proves that Williston's population is up 20% in 2 years. From 2012 to 2014 is when they ran these numbers in Williston. Now, there's a few critics of the whole Bach and Boom within the sound of my voice. I have a question for those critics today. Do you think Minneapolis, Chicago, L.A., or New York City could have managed that rate of growth? I'm not sure Fargo could. Or for that matter, a Bismarck or a Minot or, a Grand Forks.
Well, it grew during those years after how much growth had already happened and what percentage?
20% growth in 2 years, and good point, Todd. It already had endured a lot of growth up to that.
Yeah, it's not like it was tiny at 2012. It was already well on its way to growth.
I would argue that those communities I just mentioned would have been in total meltdown mode. You wouldn't, water plants wouldn't work, and, garbage couldn't be picked up. You just would be, it'd be an absolute disaster. Now, these communities had growing pains with it without question. I mean, that's quite obvious. But really, who wouldn't? And I argue, actually, pulled this off. When you know these numbers now, just incredible. Absolutely incredible. And by the way, that story, while it's been, some work has been done to get the particulars in Williston and a surrounding portion of Williams County, pretty much same story in Watford City and for sure in Watford City and a good chunk of McKenzie County. But I would argue a not normal rate of growth in every oil patch community and county. That's a marvel. That's a marvel that really ought to be celebrated despite the obvious growing pains that come with it, I believe. You tell me if you agree. I think that's an amazing story. One of the things we'll cover with Mr. Ness today, along with other things that are happening before the legislative session as well. We're also going to chat with Sarah Audie Coleman. Tell us about some tourism hotspots for you to put on your wish list. Your bucket list for North Dakota travel over the next little while. So stay tuned for that as well. So that'll about do it, won't it? I mean, we have a couple of interviews. We got the bracket. We got the bracket talk, and then chance to find out what's on your mind. And I want to start there. I want to start with this question of does that surprise you? First of all, when I tell you that. Williston's population growth and surrounding Williams County, up 20% in 2 years. Does that blow your mind? I mean, it's not a surprise, right, because we hear a lot about it, but I'm just talking about the actual numbers here. When you think about a community growing to that extent that quickly? What's your reaction to that? What do you think about that? Tell me, would you? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. There's also a story in today's Bismarck Tribune about an effort called Voices of Watford. It's about the voices of Watford City. Finish my sentence there. And there's a website now that is set up, voicesofwatford.com, that you can see firsthand, first-person stories from people from all walks of life of what it's like to live in Watford City. See, because when newspaper reporters show up, when television reporters show up, when folks from Reuters and, you know, pick your national news organization, Associated Press, their mission is to go to get some hard luck, horrible story. They've got some editor who says, go out there and get somebody living in the trailer that's going to die this winter and how horrible and awful it is because we hate fossil fuels, so we better go spread this story all across North Dakota. It's usually what it is. Nobody's going in there saying, okay, let's wrap our arms around the fact that community has grown 20% in 2 years and how are they faring and, you know, let's talk with some people. But they don't do it. So you can about set your watch to it. When these reporters show up in these communities, what their intentions are, okay? And, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised. They're liberals. They're liberals that quite honestly have this utopian view that we can fly airplanes and drive cars with happy dust, right? I don't know how else to describe it. You know, they just have no sense of reality of what it takes to power a world. It's like Al Gore running around on jets going to different conferences, fueled with his big carbon print and everything else to talk about how horrible, you know, fossil fuels are. Now, you know, we need to go green. Well, you ought to try it. Why don't you pedal from speech to speech there, Mr. Gore, and give back some of your zillions. Invest in some of that stuff. Anyway, the nice thing about Voices of Watford, it's real people, it's real stories, and the filter's gone. We don't have some editor. We don't have some journalistic agenda in the middle of getting to the story. The filter's gone. It's you as a consumer, me as a consumer, and the person telling the story. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. I really do. So check those out, voicesofwatford.com. Neat story about Lauren Donovan running in today's Bismarck Tribune. So there's a couple stories out of the oil patch that caught my attention. But I do want your take on the population growth of Williston and Williams County. And let's just call it the oil patch. Now that we have a number on it to say 20% growth in 2 years, wrap your mind around that and tell me what that means to you. And answer this question honestly. Could Fargo have survived that? What would Fargo look like if there had been 20% growth in 2 years? Or Minneapolis, or Chicago, or L.A., or New York City? Do you think there would have been one bit of garbage, any dumpster in New York City dumped anywhere? If that community had grown 20% in 2 years? Really? Think about that a second. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I want some answers to this. Lots of likes on the Facebook page, but no answers. Is this sort of just a head-scratcher, you think, Todd? I think people just go, yeah, well, duh, of course it's growing like that. I get that. I don't think we grasp what it takes to grow like that. You know, when you look at the particulars of the story and what they actually did, how they did this, is they're trying to understand what they need in the way of infrastructure. What do they need in water treatment? What do they need in... that's why they did this. Because these people are utilizing the city infrastructure, which, by the way, has increased at 10 times the normal rate. That's where I come back to this. Could Bismarck handle that? Fargo? Julius and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Well, for one thing, Al Gore, he can't even pedal a bike because the tires are probably made from petroleum products. his shoes he walks on are made from petroleum products, unless they're 100% leather, which that there is made from animals.
All right, so better yet, Al Gore ought to go barefoot from speech to speech.
On his feet. But then that's killing a tree, and he's probably a tree hugger, too. So why doesn't he just grow up and enter the real world or go to a headhunter country or something like that there and try ruling them?
Yeah, good point. Good point, Julius.
That's my view. Thanks, Spice.
And you're absolutely right. You start looking at what is... what products we use every day that are petroleum-based. Blow your mind. One of the reasons I'm excited that that plastics plant is coming to North Dakota to use a natural gas byproduct and make those little plastic pellets and ship all over the U.S. to make shoes for Al Gore to walk on or bicycle tires. Thanks, Julius.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim, they'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with four techs. They can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, over $80 billion in economic impact now. $80 billion, that's right. And we used to talk about the 60,000 jobs. That number's out the window now. Incredible. No, it's 80,000 jobs. That's what it is. I'm getting my numbers mixed up. So it's $43 billion in impact, up from $30 billion, and over 80,000 jobs. There you go. Incredible. Find out more at North Dakota Oil Can. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. You can also listen in for Ron Ness coming up here in just a little bit from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, who will be joining us on the program today. 800-228-0550-701-2580-550. I am calling all Bakken and Boom critics today on the program. Very simple question, and for that matter, anybody. Okay? Anybody. Do you think Fargo could have managed a rate of growth of 20%? Minneapolis, Chicago, Bismarck, pick your town. What's your take on that at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. By the way, I was going to mention this study that I just told you about. Over 80,000 jobs, $43 billion in economic impact in the oil patch. That study that we talked about on the program last Wednesday. And one of the things I said on the air is, you know, where's the news coverage of this? Why isn't this news? Did make it into the Bismarck Tribune yesterday. So they heard us. It just took a few days to get it.
Just because they were really sitting on it?
Yeah.
I mean, we had it on that day.
Yeah. Yeah. But at least they reported on it, and not every paper has. Jim in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Well, sir, I moved out here to work in the oil fields, and you're talking about all these numbers. Where do they get these numbers from when there's hundreds being laid off in the last month or two?
Well, yeah, there's hundreds. I don't know the number on layoffs, but I know that obviously there's been layoffs. No doubt about that. These are 2002. These are 2012, back to 2010 numbers. So the 2012 to 2014 numbers. So the time frame ends in 2014. But nonetheless, I mean, we're talking 80,000 plus jobs.
Yeah, and I'm still working out here, and I appreciate listening to your radio program every day, and it's a wonderful place to move out and live. I mean, I'm not from here originally, so I just want to thank you all for that. Appreciate it.
Did you switch jobs?
No, I'm in the same job, just not doing anything in the oil field right now. Just kind of, you know, I'm still a truck driver, but we're not up in the oil field working on fracking or anything like that. So,
what were you hauling before?
Frack sand and production water.
Okay, and now what are you hauling?
Limestone.
Is that right?
Plants. Yes.
Interesting. You know, that's a good sign, right? Because it's the company's resilient. Going to make sure they keep you and go. I mean, I think the one thing I hear from people over and over is it was so hard to get adequately staffed that they're going to do everything in their power to keep the staff they do have busy before they go to layoffs. And there'll be layoffs. There's no way where you can have the reduction in production and the reduction in rigs and have the uncertainty that's out there and not have it affect some segments of the industry. But, you know, by and large, people, I think, know this is coming back, and so it's a question of, all right, let's keep these people busy doing something else. So it sounds like that's what your bosses are doing. That's a good thing, isn't it, Jim?
Yes, it is, very much. And I come from a different state to come out here and work in. It's a very depressed area, and I wish they would take notes on how North Dakota and Montana and parts of Canada have work to make this work. You understand what I'm saying? They won't let any new businesses in where I'm from. And they should just take a page out of your playbook. You know, it's just remarkable how everybody out here worked at being kind and getting the job done. It's an amazing area, and I love being out here.
Neat story, Jim. Thank you. What state did you come from?
Michigan.
Michigan. All right. Well, glad to have you, okay?
Thanks, sir.
Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And, I mean, this is something else we can state, you know, without needing a lot of experts. When you have 20% of growth from 2012 to 2014, and then an oil price drop like we have, that growth is going to slow for a time, no different than the oil production numbers we heard about slowing down from Lynn Helms last week. But again, when you're drinking from a fire hose and somebody turns the fire hose down to something that, you know, doesn't tip you over every time you try to take a drink, but just brushes you back a little bit, you know, that's okay. Then you can think a little more. You can get some things done. So it'll slow up, but what do you do with it? I mean, I think that's the main event. Something else we're watching here, the PC police are alive and well in Grand Forks, evidently. I don't know if you knew this, Todd, but evidently there's a law banning Christian speakers from describing Sharia law. Because if they do that, that's hate speech.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Evidently, I didn't know that, but according to these groups that are protesting this Christian speaker who's scheduled to give a talk at the Empire Arts Center in Grand Forks tomorrow night, being labeled a hate speech kind of guy. I thought academic groups, and a lot of these are university groups that are opposing this, I thought academic groups would want to welcome education and information. But I can't honestly.
So anything you disagree with is hate?
Yeah.
Where are we at now on that?
Want to say that again?
Any group you disagree with, you can name as hate speech.
I guess so. That's very effective to try and get them in the newspaper.
In other words, if I'm an Obama supporter, then every time you get on the radio, it's hate speech.
That's right.
For example.
You're getting it down now. Exactly
okay.
Right.
I want to make sure I'm keeping up with the times here. I don't want to be falling behind.
Imagine the outrage if the Christian groups were organizing protests against a Muslim speakers event, right? And then it would be like, how dare you? You heard of free speech? Jill comments, this doesn't even make sense. I'm going to listen with an open mind. That's how I learn. And by the way, that's what the organizers are saying about this event. To say we want to understand this, and there are some parts where a Muslim population has grown, and then there has been a push towards Sharia law. We want people to know about that. It's information. Phil Elke, the general manager of the QFM radio station, a Christian radio station up there sponsoring the event, said the purpose of having this man speak is to instruct people about what Islam is. He said, quote, to me, it's all about education and the whole issue of Islam and Christianity and can the two get along and what Islam is. We hear it in the news. We need to understand it rather than to guess. That's what he's saying. Pat says, as far as I know, there's no law banning Christian or any other speaker. Protests are a protected form of free speech. It seems the protesters are already educated to the subject of the speaker's presentation and wish to express their opinion. Bob says, free speech is okay as long as it's not Christian. Oh, I get it. Okay, there's that caveat. I wish somebody should have told us. Should have been a memo. Sandra says, oh, good grief. Welcome to America. And I thought free speech, some could view this as poor judgment, but if he's not promoting violence, lying against the law. Pat says, last I checked, he's going to speak. He is. He is going to speak amid some protests. Peaceful protests, they promised them. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, Scott Hinman here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights at a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, full-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. 3 nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
All right, 28 before the top of the hour, Ron Ness is unavoidably detained and may join us a little later on here in the program. In the meantime, more of your calls. Questions and comments, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Sarah Hottie Coleman next hour. We're going to have at least one segment of a little about, I'll be honest with you, I'm not much of a college basketball fan. I'm fired up that NDSU is going, and that'll make it kind of fun, but, you know, I don't really get swept up in March Madness. I'm more of a college hockey fan. I mean, to me, March is about college hockey and the push to the Frozen Four. That's my thing, right? So, I'm gonna bring in a couple of tutors to try and coach me to some bracket success. Todd, did you round anybody up to?
No, unfortunately, the people that I would have been able to maybe get already kind of have commitments they can't get out of.
This last minute bracket 101. Whatever we're calling it. What should we call it?
It's going to be total coin toss city or mascot versus mascot if I'm filling it out. So
yeah,
I just don't follow it enough.
That's why I'm bringing in the pros. So you know you can benefit as well from the expertise that I round
I'm
up.
I'm not. I ain't done yet, but my A list is occupied. So
yeah, there you go. All right, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm reading some more of the comments here.
Mrs. I was going to say, don't you go away there?
I'm wondering where I was at.
Wow, I felt like maybe I need to pop on here.
Well, I see someone that is friends with Heidi Heitkamp posted on the Facebook page about the event up in Grand Forks. Mitch. Okay. Mitch says, where did you see in the article that there was a law banning Christian speakers? Or did you just make that up to get Facebook page hits? Well, Mitch, I was reading the article, which again suggests that a bunch of people want this act canceled or this speaker canceled and are protesting because he's still speaking. So it made me wonder, well, what, you know, have they got a problem with free speech? Is there a law banning Christian speakers from describing Sharia law that I didn't know there was? This is hate speech. So I'm not suggesting that there is a law banning it, but makes you wonder when people protest this stuff. So, sorry that was too complicated for you. It wasn't about trying to make something up to get Facebook page hits. It's prompting a conversation. Henry in Fargo, what is on your mind?
Good morning. Hey, I got a segment with it. Are you kidding me or what is that?
Yeah, we have a little segment on Fridays where we invite contributions from the Are You Kidding Me category. So, but
not you, that we're turning them away today. But
yeah, we'll take them anytime. It's fine.
Well, no, but here's my deal. My deal is you know, we've got this debt ceiling limit coming, and we should have an Are You Kidding Me with Kevin Cramer, because we'll tell you what's going to happen, and then he can tell us how it's not going to happen, and it happens anyways. You know, because it's kind of like the last thing with the immigration. You know, we're going to stop this. We're going to pull this out and not fund it. Well, they always have a great story, but are you kidding me? It never works.
Sure. I would imagine Congressman Cramer will be back this week on the program. I haven't heard for sure what day. Normally we do it on Wednesday, but obviously he was not here last week because of the funeral of his father. But, you know, we certainly can talk debt ceiling, Henry. And
this is interesting. We're $18 trillion in debt. That's not even an issue anymore.
Well, that's an issue. But, you know, I mean, I do think there's a certain amount of people just yawning over it. What is your suggestion, Henry? What should happen?
Well, I would love to see an official. They say they passed the budget. I mean, I can't. I don't have enough time to do the research. But I would like an official budget that cuts things the current year, not 10 years out. I'd like to see one that actually comes in that matches the GDP, so they're not spending more money than they're taking, and some kind of a plan. But all they do is spend money with stupid programs.
Yeah, now spending has come down, but I mean, I'm with you. It could come down some more. How about as far as the debt ceiling? I mean, do you have an ultimatum on what should go along with that legislation allowing the debt ceiling increase?
Well, you know, at some point, right? I mean, every American knows this. Either this Ponzi scheme is going to fail and the jig's up, or we have to do something about it. So let's take a stand where we still have options. I mean, pretty soon we're not going to have any options for correcting it, and it's going to be a massive tax increase. It's going to be something like they did in Cyprus, where you just wake up and your savings account's 20% less. You know, we don't want to get to that point. Let's go and try to fix it when we still have time to fix it.
All right, and I'm asking, how would you fix it?
Well, the number one thing is, let's look at CAFE standards. You had a auto crisis industry. We don't need CAFE standards. The number one selling thing out there is SUV and pickup trucks. Why do we need a gas guzzler tax that just goes to the government? Give them the CAFE standards. They're senseless. Now, I don't know what the federal law is for, when they do highways. I always call it the Kevin Bacon thing, you know, where they have federal employment rates, but it's two names put together. Get rid of that. You don't need a flag holder getting $35 an hour. That's there to support the unions. Get rid of that. Let's build highways for, you know, maybe 10 million less a mile. We don't need these silly things they have.
And if you went line by line through the budget like that, you would you'd make a huge difference. So I applaud you for that. And feel free to give Congressman Cramer a call specific to your concern on the budget ceiling debate ending up the same way the immigration debate did when he joins us later in the week. Thanks, Henry. Bob, in Grafton, North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Steve. Thanks for taking my call. Look, the Israeli elections are today, so, which I think like tonight, but today anyway. And I just wanted to bring up the fact that I think it's just despicable that this administration is involved in trying to influence the Israeli elections over there to get Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu removed.
Well, that can't be, Bob. Bob, I don't know where you'd get information like that, but don't you remember when the president of the White House dissed Benjamin Netanyahu coming to the Congress to speak? Their reasoning for dissing and not wanting that to happen and chastising Speaker Boehner is because they didn't want to have any air of impropriety in looking to influence that election. So clearly they can't be involved in the politics of an Israeli election or trying to help the opponent of Benjamin Netanyahu. Surely you must be joking.
No, I'm not. I think you are, though. Obviously, that reason with the temper tantrum and all that, I believe that was, there's a lot more to that, because shortly after that speech was done there, the Homeland Security bill was rushed through. But in any case, yeah, there are people being paid, Obama and company, influencing and actively trying to influence the elections over there. I've got friends that are over there that I communicate with on Facebook, and so, yeah, that is going on. And I just think that, you know, this administration, when they do this sort of activity, you know, presidential administration trying to influence elections in nations abroad. That's one thing. As long as it leads to prosperity for the nation involved, security for the United States, and freedom for those nations, and strengthening ally bonds. But this administration doesn't have that kind of track record. When President Mubarak was going through struggles over there, this administration actively, definitely had a hand in allowing President Mubarak to be ousted out of power. Many, many agencies warned this administration that the Muslim Brotherhood was going to fill that void. And they seemed to support that, and which further resulted in more unrest for Egypt. And a lot of people don't know this, but when Mubarak was removed out of power, Iran quietly sailed two Iranian warships through the Suez Canal and parked them off the coast of Israel. That never would have been allowed to happen had President Mubarak remained in power. Egypt's been our ally and Israel's ally for 4 years. And now this administration is, again, actively involved in trying to influence an election and throwing temper tantrums, quite frankly, I believe, that is going to further jeopardize the stability and the safety and security of Israel. President Netanyahu gets removed out of power. Well, he's been a pretty strong supporter of Israel and of Israel's defense, but they get a weaker person in there. Israel could be, at risk. I just think that they're misguided in their efforts on influencing elections, and it doesn't seem to have a history of being anything good.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate the call. By the way, there is a Senate committee, a powerful U.S. Senate investigation committee that has launched a bipartisan probe now into the funding of efforts to oust Israeli prime minister by an American nonprofit group, which, by the way, had funding from the State Department. Yeah. So the State Department gave the nonprofit taxpayer-funded grants. This one is one to watch. Mark and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Todd. Good morning, Scott. When it comes to the government's spending, we're all hit by that. And you'd asked the previous caller, what would you like to see done? And you mentioned going line by line through the budget. There's a powerful opportunity right now going on in the United States and here in North Dakota where I'd like to see more people stand up with the checks and balances. We're talking about the griping back and forth between the president and Congress, calling a convention of states for a balance of budget amendment. The debt is at, what, $18 trillion? We as a electors and taxpayers, if we're going to talk about that, we can back a convention of states calling for a balanced budget amendment. And right now, in the North Dakota Legislative Assembly, there are at least two pieces of legislation, HCR 3014 and 3015, that, along with other states, if the states can ratify it, we can balance the budget and bypass Congress and the president. And I wish more people knew about that. I wish more people would dig their heels in on that and do what we're, overcome the problem, do something that can solve a problem that frustrates all of us, infuriates all of us, or it ought to. So there's something I'd like to see more people take action and interest and action on.
Good advice, Mark. Appreciate the call very much. Don and Bismarck waiting to weigh in. A couple of off-air calls as well, but we are coming up against the break. Also hoping to catch up still with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Some advice for your bracket. Yes. I'm bringing in my bracket tutors on the program today, and we'll have that coming up here as well. Sarah Hottie Coleman, North Dakota Tourism Department. And more on What's on Your Mind, all straight ahead. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 145 times and had over 47,000 people on tour in beautiful Norway. Come join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour June 1st to the 14th. See southern Norway at its best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Meet and greet Norway's Jim Reeves, Bureau Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093. That is 1-800-343-0093. Or see for yourself at www.juventours.com. Sign up by March 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We had, huh? Unbelievable. That was one for the record books, and it was in many, many, many respects. I slept pretty good, too. And I'm not sure if that was the window open, you know? It was so nice outside, or whether it was my pillow. Probably a combination of both, but my pillow is fast becoming the most used pillow in North Dakota, thanks to this vast What's On Your Mind radio audience, you know, lapping them up in record time because of the two-for-one deal right now. So they have told us this two-for-one deal can't last forever, but it is still going. It's celebrating their 10th anniversary. So if you've heard about it, thought about it, now's the time to take advantage of it and get yourself big-time savings on the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, the one with a 10-year warranty, the 60-night money-back guarantee that stays cool so you don't have any tossing or turning, and it adjusts to you. That's the beauty of it. No matter you sleep on your side, your back, it's to you. Sleep is the most important thing to your health. Nothing more important. And, of course, MyPillow helps you get a good night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott for the two-for-one deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 800-506-9028. That's our special number for listeners of What's on Your Mind. 800-506-9028. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Caught up with Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Happy Monday, Ron. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Scott.
What is on your mind today?
Well, oil prices are trending down again this morning, so that's what's on the mind of many people at the Capitol, and of course many people across industry and elsewhere. So it appears that we thought we had hit the bottom maybe a few weeks ago or a month ago, but the markets don't seem to believe that's the case.
It seems as though they were sort of inching back upward until this report came out about the storage hassles at Cushing. Is that what's impacting it in your view?
Well, I think certainly it's that, and I think the dollar is still strong. I'm a guy that tracks the dollar, and it seems to me that when you look at commodities, whether they're egg or oil, they're really tracks that dollar, and that dollar continues to strengthen along with other issues like growing supply of an inventory of oil. So we're not seeing, everybody's trying to maintain their production. We haven't seen production drop across the country or across the world, and certainly in North Dakota, we're seeing the rigs drop extremely fast, which is, I think very worrisome. But producers are trying to figure out ways they're going to, buckle down and get through this. But it's getting tough.
I think the rig count on Friday was 112, so it came up from 111, but ebbing and flowing a little bit around that number, I think dropping lower than some folks thought. Where do you see the floor on the rig count? What's your take?
Well, I've been hoping for 90 or 95, and that would be what I consider where I thought we were headed, but prices continue to drop, and the economics get more and more challenging. I wouldn't be surprised to see things go the other direction. Plus, you're having spring road restrictions now. You're having some other things that further complicate movements and things like that. So, I think we're going under 100. That's for sure. So, it takes about 120 rigs to keep our production relatively stable. And even though you're drilling your best assets right now with your best rig crews, you can drill those better wells, the best part of your inventory, you drill them better, faster. But it's hard to keep that production going because you do have a decline aspect to these Bakken wells. And so the most important thing, I think, is we got that surge money out there that should help provide some employment opportunities for people that are maybe getting laid off. And hopefully we'll stay bullish on the investment side, on the infrastructure side. But, from an exploration side, we're seeing a pretty significant reduction of activity and still producing that 1.2 million barrels every day, which there's still a lot of activity out there. And then we were talking about the state budget the other day, and, we're still going to see a budget of projecting about 1.1 million barrels a day. And when we were here 2 years ago, that was about 900,000. So it's still a tremendous amount of activity, and if you looked at our economic impact study last week that said this is a $43 billion industry in North Dakota, we're responsible for 20% of the jobs, 17% of the wages in North Dakota, and about a third of the state's GDP. It's pretty critical to businesses across the state and really to the income and the wages and all of those things. So we'll see.
Consensus seems to be short-term there will be more pain, more layoffs, more slowdowns as this price uncertainty settles out. But long-term, that what the industry has proved is you're pretty flexible and you can match to the market pretty quickly. Do you take that long-term view as positive?
Well, I think you have to take a long-term view, and you have to hope that we can find a way to make the Bakken economic at $70 to $75 instead of, $85 to $100. And along with that comes, efficiencies, comes reducing your overhead costs, and you know, everything that goes along with that. You really have to look at this as more of a mining operation and try and provide certainty to the operators, and, you know, pipelines in place, getting those things in place that begin to really reduce the incremental movements to the extent possible.
All right, hold tight. If you would, Ron, we'll finish on the other side of the break. More on What's on Your Mind coming up, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.